Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Clay County Corner here, coming to you live and in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in the middle of the square here in Salina. We're glad to be back with you this morning with another edition of the Clay County Corner. And right offhand, we'll remind everyone that we're on every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And there will be a rebroadcast of this program this afternoon. So if you miss, you know, hear something live that you want some of your neighbors to hear, give them a call and have them to get the rebroadcast later this afternoon. We've got some great guests lined up this morning. We've got the county fair going on here. Got some things to get in depth with here in just a few minutes. But right now, we're just going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with you just in a second with Tracy Hackett. So right now, let's take a short station break.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up your savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, from here at the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square here in Salina, Tennessee. I've got a little special announcement to make. We made it last week, but I don't know how well it went out. But the Salina Dairy Queen here is sponsoring the birthday and anniversary club here in Salina. And each Thursday, beginning today, we're going to be giving away a ice cream cake to one lucky winner of each week. And we have an answering machine set up here at the courthouse, and that number is 243-5574. And if you will call that number and just leave the name, the day of the birthday, and a phone number to call back, for the folks that you want mentioned on the birthday and anniversary club, and we will run from Thursday to Thursday. And anyone that's got a birthday or anniversary coming up this next week between these dates need to give us a call here at 243-5574. And like I said, once again, we'll be giving away a free Dairy Queen ice cream cake. And all you have to do is call in, and then if you are selected, come by the Dairy Queen, show them an ID, and pick up your cake. And, of course, say hello to all the guys that are working over there, Brittany and the gang over there, and they'll take care of you. But right now I have with me Tracy Hackett. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good, I reckon, here on a beautiful, beautiful morning. That was a nice little breeze blowing,
it
and it hasn't gotten too hot yet.
Pleasant today.
What have we got to talk about today?
Well, a couple of things. Of course, you mentioned that the fair is going on, and one of the things that I'm doing with the fair are family and consumer science volunteers over there and our fair volunteers. They have put up in our exhibits, in the competitions where we have the canned goods and the baked goods and the quilts and the other sewing items and things like that, there is a beautiful display that the fair volunteers have put up of textiles, antique dresses and sewing machines and buttons and all kinds of antique textiles through the ages, and it's just beautiful. They did an excellent job last year with a display as well of antique canning products and cans and canners.
Okay, and this is open every day.
It is. It's open every day, and it's just anybody can just go in and take a look. It's in the end of the women's building down there.
The original old building.
The original women's building.
I know that. And that's one of my favorite parts of the fair is coming by. Of course, I love looking at all the canned goods and all the food they bring in and all those things and any type of demonstration. And I believe I saw somewhere on this thing that that it opens at like noon.
It does.
Each day down there. So everyone get down and take a look at these things.
And after today, we took in exhibits last night, or took in entries last night until about 6 o'clock. So we had quite a few entries that came in, a lot of quilts, a lot of canned goods, some baked goods. We have a 4-H category as well. And so youth and adults and everybody, it's something for everybody down there. You can go in and see what your friends and family have done this year. And we took in several entries yesterday. After I leave here today, we'll be finishing up. We've got some judges coming in from other counties, surrounding counties, to do the judging. And so after today, when you go in, you'll see some blue ribbons and red ribbons and a lot of prize winners in there after today.
Okay, and I'm looking at tonight's schedule down there. It looks like the Century Farm Dinner is tonight at the entertainment complex.
That is tonight.
I think that is for our folks that have owned farms here in the county for
the family. They've had working farms for over 100 years.
Yes. And I think we have a winner of that each year or something, the farmer, the family of the year, or I'm not sure exactly how that one.
I'm actually not sure either. Dean Walden is the one who does that usually, but I know that there's a process of applying and going through and getting recognition for a Century Farm.
Yeah, I think they have a plaque or something that they put up then.
Yeah.
We have a number of farms that have been in families here for some of them probably 200 years.
Right.
And also tonight, a bicycle rodeo in the arena. And we have the 4-H animal demonstration and the Ag Pavilion going on tonight down there.
Right.
Along with the carnival rides. And I think this is, the kids get in free tonight, and mom and dad get $15 off a wristband for the rides tonight.
Yes.
Okay, getting back to you, now we've done our ad for the fair here for a few minutes.
Yes. Well, in addition to the fair, of course, that's what's going on this week here with us. But in addition, I wanted to talk about our design camp. That is it's a 4-H camp, but it's not the 4-H camp. We're going to 4-H camp next week, so it's too late to get on board with that. But registration is open for 4-H Design Camp until June 20th. And our 4-H Design Camp is held in Cookeville. It's on the campus of Tennessee Tech. And it is going to be from July 8th through 10th. It's open to anyone in 6th through 8th grade. And the cost for, it's a 3-day camp. The cost for that camp is $110. And that cost includes lodging, meals, workshop materials, and all transportation while the children are at camp.
And what are we designing?
That is the fun thing. I think design camp is really fun, and this is the first year that I've actually worked on design camp. I saw it when I was doing an internship and had my first experience with it. But some of the sessions that are going to be at design camp this year, there's going to be a cupcake decorating session where the participants get to learn how to do some tricks, some cupcakes, and an accordion scrapbook making session, and a fabric burn lab to look at the way that the different fabric responds to the heat and the burning. And then every year they have a sewing lab, and they have some experienced sewers and some inexperienced sewers. That's the purpose of the sewing lab, is to let, regardless of what their experience level is, to give them some practice with the sewing lab. And then there is a Mall Mania event. So that's the fun event where kids get to come and go shopping. They take them to the mall and they get to go shopping. But it's not just for shopping, because it's an event where campers learn to sharpen their consumer skills, because they come back and they do a board after the Mall Mania and sort of explain what they purchased and why they felt like it was a good deal, and maybe compare it to some other things that they saw.
Okay, Tracy, we need to take a short commercial break. Let you catch your breath a second, and we'll all collect our thoughts, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay.
After we have a short commercial break.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paint experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Whoa, a digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Glad you like it. We can finally toss out that old massive stereo.
Mom, you can't just throw out electronics. They need to be recycled or donated.
Recycled? Like aluminum cans?
Yeah. You just go to greenergadgets.org, enter your zip code, and it tells you where the nearest certified recycling center is.
I knew that.
Okay, Mom.
Recycling electronics is as easy as buying them. Log on to greenergadgets.org to find electronics recycling options near you.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Tracy Hackett, and we kind of interrupted Tracy here in the middle of things just to get in a short commercial break, but she's caught her breath and got a big smile on her face, and she's ready to continue. Tracy, if you would, please.
No problem. We were talking about 4-H Design Camp before, and all that I wanted to do pretty much is just remind listeners, if you've got a child that's in grade 6 through 8, if Well, they may have missed out on getting to go to junior camp, but there's still a chance to go to 4-H design camp. That registration is going to be open until June 20th, and it costs $110. It's July 8th through 10th, and if you want to get more information about that or find out about how to send your children to that camp, it's a really fun camp, you can just call our office, and our number is 931-243-2311.
Sounds like a great experience for the young ladies here. I know anytime you can get out and socialize with young people from other areas of our state and do it through the 4-H, which we know is one of the most wholesome organizations in the world.
Right.
And some of the things they learn, as you said, they learn some consumer skills. They learn some fun skills, things to do, learn about material. I mean, something like a great
of hands-on skills, too, with the sewing labs and the cupcake designing and things like that. So it is a very well-rounded camp, and they get to meet new friends and have a lot of fun, and it is all supervised by area extension agents.
Okay, and Tracy, I know you've probably got a whole bunch of stuff lined up. I know school's out right now, but I know you're getting ready for this fall and later on in the summer, a bunch of things maybe you've got coming up. Anything you want to mention right now that maybe get the word out to folks and get started early on?
Well, a couple of programs that I'm looking at doing later on in the late summer, early fall, is doing a girl talk session with some of our mothers and daughters here in the county. I did a girl talk session last year, and it was went over very well. All of the mothers and the daughters who participated had wonderful things to say about it. So it's for girls 10 to 12 years old, and it's for just in that stage of their life as they're growing into adolescence and that sort of thing, and about how to making that transition a little bit easier. But I want to get that started in August. And then hopefully in September, I'm looking at doing Living Well with Chronic Conditions. Last year, I did a Take Charge of Your Diabetes workshop, and Living Well with Chronic Conditions is very similar to that, but it opens up for more than just diabetes. It's any chronic condition that you may have, and it's just techniques to just help you manage and live easier with those conditions.
You know, it seems like that's one of the major things we hear about. Of course, as we become older generations, chronic conditions, but now chronic conditions, that doesn't just apply to older folks. I know the diabetes problem, that's starting with very, very young children these days, and, you know, learning how to cope with that, that's a big, big undertaking for a young person to learn at a pre-teenage age, to learn to work with something they know they're going to have to take care of for the rest of their lives.
Right. And the Living Well with Chronic Conditions and Take Charge of Your Diabetes are workshops. They're not clinical workshops. It's not about how to medicate and how to take care of those conditions. It's more about how to take care of managing yourself and how to get through those conditions. So it's more of a psychological kind of approach of taking care of yourself.
Even young children realize, you know, when they have a chronic condition, that they are going to be tied to medications and treatments for the rest of their lives. But
right.
They need to also learn that that's not going to be their life. That
exactly.
They can have an ordinary life just like everyone else if they control what they do.
Exactly. And it's one of those things that, you know, we all have something that we have to manage throughout our lives, whether it's a chronic condition or, you know, we all have challenges in our lives and have to learn to manage those. This is just one of those things that kind of teaches people that do have chronic conditions, well, I have, maybe it's heart disease or maybe it's diabetes or maybe it's kidney disease or something like that, or high blood pressure or obesity or something like that. But we all have, you know, there's something that is a, you know, even though maybe my neighbor doesn't have a chronic condition, they have a challenge that in their life that they have to work at to manage too. So,
very good. And also, Tracy, I want to throw something back here. You know, there's all kinds of information on chronic illnesses, but there's also all kinds of that are thrown at our youngsters these days, our young children, our young ladies, our young boys, young men, and they need to realize that these sorts of information, although there's all kinds of information bombarding them from all sides,
right.
But there is one source, and that is your parents.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes it's hard to go ask your parents questions when you're in certain stages of life, but your parents always know more than your friends. Your friends are going through things at the same time that you are. Your parents have already been through them.
Well, Tracy, it's been a pleasure having you here again this morning, and of course you have an open invitation to come join us at any time. And I'm sure that you will have some more stuff coming up here before long, and we'll have you back with us again.
Thanks so much. I always enjoy being here.
All right. We'll take a short station break. We'll try to work in a couple of commercials here, and we'll be back with our next guest.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, American moonshine items, household goods, live survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee, or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on meth use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use the unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Howdy and welcome back, everyone. We're still here at the courthouse. I have Harold Hilton here with me, and we'll let him do a little bit of talking here just in a few minutes. But right now, I want to remind everyone again about the Salina Dairy Queen Birthday and Anniversary Club that we're getting started, and to remind you of the phone number, 243-5574. You'll get an answering machine there, and if you'll just briefly leave the name of the folks that you want to honor and give us a phone number so we can give you a call back in case we draw your name out the next Thursday. And this will run from Thursday to Thursday. So if anyone that you know of, a friend, family, that you want honored on the birthday and anniversary club, just give us a call between now and next Thursday, and we'll get their names on there, and then we'll also place those names in a drawing for a free Dairy Queen ice cream cake. And I also want to remind folks now to go by the Salina Dairy Queen. Breakfast is a great, great time to go by there. They have all of the breakfast food that you would ever enjoy, and they have up on the board there all of the Dairy Queen combos and things. But also, if you want an a la carte breakfast, those folks are going to take care of you. If you just want a scrambled egg and a biscuit on a plate, they'll take care of you. So go by the Salina Dairy Queen and give them a chance to get your business. Right now, Howard, I know you're here to talk about an office some thanks for the folks that helped on the project that just completed. If you would, Howard, tell us about the celebration.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Good morning, Clay County. I don't have much to talk about except for a thank you for all the people that participated and supported our Memorial Day American Legion function. We had a very good turnout. I think it's the best it's been in years. All of our speakers were excellent. Our sponsors came through with flying colors. I think that we can make it better next year, I hope. I hope to have more people to participate, more people to come and enjoy it. This is a great honor, I think, for Clay County, and I think they showed their support when they came and took part of all the program. The other thing is, if anyone has read or they're saving the flyer, which we had in the paper, which lists all the people that has the crosses, take a look at this. If there's a name that's missing or some information that's incorrect or something that we could add, please give us a call. The numbers are listed at the bottom of that. If anyone that has this information, please call one of those guys. We'd be glad to update the information, double-check the information, make sure we haven't missed anyone. That's our goal, to make sure that every person is honored in the same way. So I'm asking for everyone's help and helping us update this information. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for participating in our program.
Well, Howard, I know I'm looking down through here, and it looked like the national anthem was sung by the Salina United Methodist Church Choir. I'm sure that was a great rendition of our national anthem. And, looking on down, they also did a patriotic medley there. Ray Clements, guest speaker. I know everyone in Clay County has known Mr. Ray for years and years and years, who is, of course, a former teacher down at Hermitage Springs School. And I guess, a lot of us here in the county, we see our neighbors every day, and we don't realize that, the service they gave our country and, living and those deceased, there needs to be a way. I don't know, Harold, where we can maybe sometime or other get a list of all the living veterans here in Clay County and come up with a way we can honor them one day a year or something. Have y'all thought about that in any way?
We have, Thomas, but we try to honor them every day, but as far as making a list, we can't do that. I mean, it's not legally possible.
Okay.
But we know how many veterans. There's 678 living veterans still in Clay County.
But we can use a mailing list to mail them out an invitation to something.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Anyone that's a veteran is eligible to participate. We appreciate it. And what we tried to do, the theme this year was to keep everything in Clay County. The speakers, everyone that participated were all Clay County people, including Mr. Ray Clements. And this is our theory this year, make everyone in Clay County a part of this. And that's what our intentions are.
I know you uncovered some new names again this year. They do fall through the cracks, don't they? I mean,
people. Yes, they do. I appreciate the help from the public, because we've probably picked up another 50 names. Some of them may not qualify, but we research and will research everyone next year. The ones that are qualified will have the cross. They'll all be added to our listing, and we hope to have an updated listing next year. But thanks to everyone that's read and called in on this. This is where we got this information. This cannot come up with all of yourself, because of the record keeping, a lot of it isn't public knowledge. It should be. And if you look at the right spot, most you can find it. But as far as sitting down and really looking up these people by name and all the information, it's a long chore.
I know probably a lot of folks think, my grandpa or my dad, they only served just a few months, toward the end of a war or something, and they were mustered out, after just a few months. Well, are they really veterans?
They are veterans. If they spend one day on active duty, they're a veteran. And that's what we have to determine sometimes, if the qualifications are met. But everyone that serves active duty one day is a veteran. Even though some of it's peacetime or whatever, there's dates that qualify before and after legs that still qualify them as to meet our Legion requirements.
Okay, you know, that's something a lot of folks, you know, really don't realize. They think, you know, just a little, you know, just a few days in there. And but they're to be honored also because they were ready to make the sacrifice even though it may have not happened.
Exactly right. Anyone that served in the military to me is still a hero. I don't care who they are.
Absolutely. Well, Richard, I know we'll be looking forward to this again next year. And Richard, excuse me. I'm sitting here looking at Richard's name on. Richard is usually sitting where you're at.
He should have been here today. Sorry.
Oh, what, do you know what's happened to him?
No, I will check with him.
Because it's usually the three of us here.
Right.
And him doing all the talking. But it's been a pleasure having you here with us, Howard. And, you know, at any time that we can help you at the radio station in any way, to publicize anything you've got going on, make any type of announcements, the time you have your meetings, if, you know, if you membership drives, anything that you folks do, you know, we're here as your servant.
Thank you, Tom. And that's exactly what the American Legion and the Auxiliary are here for, support the veterans and their dependents and Clay County. We're all Clay County residents, and that's what we're here for.
Howard, it's been a pleasure having you here again this morning. And like I told Tracy beforehand, you know, there's an open chair here for you folks anytime you need to come by.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be back. I think Mayor Dale Reagan is out in the hallway somewhere or another. We'll try and round him up and get him in here, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Everyone, here to WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, live here from the Clay County Courthouse on the square. And Harry just reminded me, he hadn't left yet. Harry just reminded me that he thought of some other things he wanted to talk about. He wanted to conclude some things on the celebration last week, and also he's got a couple more things here. Harry, if you would continue.
Thanks, Thomas. Sorry about that. I'd like to thank everyone for participation and sponsoring the kids' rodeo last weekend. We had a great turnout, over 200 children, probably 100 adults, chaperones. Everything went great. Well, day, I think everyone enjoyed it. That is the 18th year in a row, and we're planning on doing the same thing, but on better next year. So thank you very much. But the second thing I want to talk about is July the 10th is called Annual Wilderness Day Camp. Now, this is sponsored for the scouts and all the surrounding counties, as well as Clay County scouts, girls, boys, doesn't make a difference. Our participating agency is Dale Hollow National Fish Hatchery, the Friends of Dale Hollow National Fish Hatchery, Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Now, this will be an all-day event at the hatchery here in Salina. It'll be broken up into different stations throughout the day. Like Station 1, you'd have the Corps of Engineers. They'll teach all water safety to everyone that attends. And the second round would be the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Ecological Office in Cookeville. And they will give us some updates on endangered species as well as bats and whatever. But the third setup would be the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Ecological Office also again. They will talk about animals, how to track animals, all kinds of information about outdoor life. And then we'll also have another station of the Tennessee Wildlife Resources, and they'll talk about the same thing, animal and bird identification, be of interest. They'll have all kinds of stuffed animals on display for the kids to look at, feel, touch, whatever they want to do with them. Also have a station that we will actually have a hands-on opportunity for all the kids to shoot BB guns and archery. And, of course, there'll be adult participation to monitor and make sure that everything's safe. And the Friends of the Dale Hollow Fish Hatchery will also do fly casting, fly fishing demonstrations. Everyone that wants to participate can also do their own fly casting, see how it's done, learn how it's done, and hopefully enjoy it. And then the last thing would be a tour of the fish hatchery itself. There'll also be time to tour outside with the raceways. Children will be allowed to feed the fish if they want and participate in any way they want in the hatchery itself. But it should be a great day, be very interesting. It will be all day. And all the scouts, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, everyone that's interested, please come July the 10th. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Harold, can this little boy come?
Yes. We take the adults. They need the help too, Tom. Thank you.
And sounds like a great day, and I can't see any reason why anyone wouldn't come and take advantage of this. But, Howard, once again, it's been a pleasure having you here with us this morning, and invite you back. And sounds like we've got some great projects going on with the project that just happened and the one coming up. But right now, let's take a little short break while we change chairs here, so we won't pick up all this racket when we slide these chairs around. So let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with Mayor Reagan just in a minute.
Thanks.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paint. You'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Dale Reagan is here with me this morning, and I know the Highway 52 Volunteer Fire Department has got they've got a contest going on. I think I don't have all the details on it right here in front of me, but if you'll check their Facebook page, I think they're needing some participation from folks on Facebook to help them maybe get a grant of some kind or some a prize of some kind to help pay for repair work on one of their engines.
Yeah, they had a misfortune about a year or so ago with one of their main frontline engine, and they had to redo the pump and everything, which that costed a substantial amount. And there is a contest that's going on, and encourage everybody to, like you said, go on their webpage and vote. The more votes they get, the better opportunity they have a winning maybe $1,000, $2,000. And last year they did that.
I think I remember that. But we don't remind, make sure one gets online and helps those folks out. Mayor, it's a pleasure having you here this morning. I know, I think normally you come by the week before, not after a county court meeting, but looks like we're running a week late, but what you got for us this morning?
Well, Thomas, again, thank you so much for the opportunity, and yes, I know that last week you had a lot of, y'all had a lot going on and everything, getting prepared for the county fair that's underway this week and everything, and we always like to bring all the citizens up to date on the happenings of the county government. June the 2nd was whenever the county commission met. And, of course, as always, you know, we open it up with a roll call, and then we have our pledge and our prayer. And we had no notaries to recognize this past month. And we had a couple of motions. Motion was to open up some approved bids for the, or a motion to open the bids and then make approval for the library roof. And we did that. We were blessed with about four different bids. And we opened those, and the commissioners went over them, and they made the decision to award that to Turner Roofing out of Crossville, and which came in about a little over $19,000, and they'll get started on that here in probably the next couple of weeks and everything. I know the it's been kind of rainy, and they want to make sure that when they go out there and get started, they can take them probably a couple of days to do that and get a new roof put on the building out there. I think the last one, it's been on there for about 30 years, and so it's ready.
So you're not following the philosophy of my old buddy Gene Bowles, then, are you?
Well,
he said on the roof, if it's raining, you can't fix it. If it ain't raining, it don't need fixing.
Well, that's kind of the way, I guess, that we look at a lot of things and everything, but whenever it's raining is when I get most of my calls and everything, so I think, you know, trying to be preventing maintenance and everything goes a long way. So, but it is over to you, and we're blessed that we are able to have it in our budget this year. And, of course, we're at the end of the fiscal year, getting close to the end of the fiscal year. So we want to try to get that done and everything. That we don't have to take it out of our fund balance. And we've been blessed that we're able to do that and everything, and we'll get that taken care of. Also, we had another motion to do a change order on our EOC building down here that we're in the progress process of making progress now on it. And any time a project like that, a lot of times during the process of it, there's times that you have to do change orders and everything, move some stuff around that takes place. And in order to do that, we can't just do that. Me make the decision or whatever, one or two people. We always want to take it for the county commission, and they understand and they know what's going on and everything. So our engineer was there to bring the commissioners up to date on the progress of that, as well as getting approval to do a change order on that.
Okay, so we've got that taken care of, and have we got any footers poured yet?
Oh, yeah.
Down in a day or two.
Yeah, absolutely. They got the slab poured. It's underway, and I talked with the superintendent of the contractor with NORD, and this morning, matter of fact, and he said, Lord willing, you know, Monday they're fixing to start putting the building up, so hopefully this time next week we ought to see a lot of steel going up and everything, and hopefully here in the next 3 or 4 weeks we can really see a big change in that, and so I look forward to that and everything. It's been an exciting venture, and it's something that I think that we'll all be proud of and everything here in the county.
I started to say they could come down and look at their tax dollars at work, but that doesn't involve tax dollars.
Well, it doesn't, but it does. I mean, you know, even grants and stuff in a roundabout way, you know, it always, you know, is tax dollars, or that's what makes grants. And that's one of the things, you know, that I'm a firm believer in. Yes, grants are out there, and we want to try to, you know, apply for as many as we possibly can, but that being said, we need to be careful, you know, when we do, because a lot of grants have attachments to it. This one in particular, we went through a misfortunate in 2010 with the flood, and by that disaster, it was a good thing it came out of it as far as being eligible for what they call a CDBG disaster grant. And those grants are 100%. As far as us being able to, having to come up with any kind of matching funds. We don't have to come up with any matching funds on this particular grant and everything. It's a $568,000 grant. That's what we got to do this with.
So it's not going to affect our local budget, thank
you. No, it's not. It's now, anytime that, you know as well as I do, Thomas, anytime that you build anything, there's utilities and stuff that goes along with it. And so that would create another utility, but I think it's well worth it, because, you know, we'll have a facility, like I said, you know, to our ELC center to work out of it, as well as if the county decides that they want to in the future move the ambulance service there, they'll have that opportunity to do that as well.
So for money saving there when this building gets finished?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, like I said, right now we're really and truly, the county, we've been at the mercy of someone for several years as far as a place to house our ambulances. And we've been very blessed with the city. They've done an outstanding job for us and continue to do an outstanding job for us as far as running our ambulance service. We contract out to them. But with this, you know, we'll have a facility that, you know, we won't have to be wondering, you know, where we're going to go. It'll be another place to where that we can have meetings, trainings for our emergency services. And we always want to continue to try to make it as good as we possibly can for those who volunteer to make, you know, our life safe and everything here in the county. So anything we can do to help them, I think, is a plus for us.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I know for a number of years, we rented private space for offices and things for the county government. Are there any of those left? Are we all now centralized down in the one building?
Yes. Pretty much we're all, we're all centralized now at the government. All of your county officials are down there, and with the exception to the Sheriff's Department and the Highway Department. And, of course, your school system is, I always consider them, we're all together, we're all county, but they're an entity, you know, off to themselves as far as that goes. And but all your county offices, and we did at one time, you know, we're having to rent space for our county clerks and stuff like that and everything, and we don't do that anymore. And one of the things that I think that, you know, by doing, one of the big things was to get out from under the ADA, lawsuit that was imposed on not just our county, but several of the other counties, you know, the ADA. And, with building of the new courtroom, we've got that, you know, that removed from us. But as well as the savings that we looked at, you know, what we were paying out for rental space, it will almost pay for the utilities, not completely, but it will almost pay for the utilities of that whole facility down there.
Okay, I want to remind folks also that the historic Clay County Courthouse is not shut down as a courthouse.
Absolutely not.
We still have to use the facilities here occasionally for a court case, so we still are an active courthouse here in the state of Tennessee. I think we had to move up here maybe about a month or so ago for it. We had a big trial going on down at the other one.
Yeah, we had a criminal case that was going on down at the courtroom, and General Sessions, they had to come up and on Friday to have their, their court up here as well. And for everybody out there listening, the court, the historical courthouse up here is an absolute, diamond in the rough for us here, because we're wanting to continue to do things up here. And I know, Thomas, that's your goal. And for all those that may not know it, Thomas is our curator here for the courthouse and the grounds around. And I know I get a lot of calls about, can I do this, can I do that, and everything, and I always refer them to Thomas, because the county commission voted to put Thomas, the overseer of this, up here, and he's doing an outstanding job. So anybody out there that anytime that you have any questions about the courthouse or anything, feel free to call me, but I'll probably more than likely refer you on to Thomas.
And I'll let folks know, too, that if you've got some kind of a special event, sometime or other, if someone needs a space for a wedding, give me a call sometime. We could probably set up the old courtroom up there and pull off a wedding ceremony up there. So there's lots of things we can do. But also, while we're on that, Mayor, I don't know where we've had an official announcement yet or not, but we do have a grant that is coming, and I'm not sure what the exact amount was. I know you know that.
Yeah, we've, through the help of a lot of folks, and I know Thomas is very instrumental in this, and through the Development District and through the Historical Society Preservation Group, we applied for a grant to start a phase. It's a phase process. And the first thing that we figured out we needed to do was the wiring system up here is to start. I guess if you're going to try to start working on somebody to make them better, the best place to go is the head, And so we figured that was the best place to go and start. We did get approval for it's a 60-40 grant, and we got a little over $7,000 from the state, and we're working on the paperwork, and probably when I get back to the office, they're finishing up some stuff, and I'm going to get back to the Development District, and hopefully here in the next couple of months, we'll be seeing some stuff. We got to beat it out, and then start doing some electrical improvements up here.
Okay, I know when everyone walks in the courthouse, they look through the door there, the door they normally come through, look to the right, they see that spaghetti mess there in the corner. That's one of the first things that we thought we needed to do, was to clean that up, get rid of a bunch of those old switch boxes, and also I know something that I know the Homecoming Days folks and the Moonshine Days folks, Chili Cook-Off, I know one of the first things that Mayor Reagan wants to make sure that we have is outside electricity, where we don't have to run those dangerous cords in and out of the courthouse. So we're going to try to move and have those things outside the building to make this place a little bit safer.
Yeah, we are, and hopefully here in the next couple of weeks you'll be seeing some stuff take place up here. I know that we probably won't get into the big part of this construction, until down in the fall of the year or maybe even early winter, but we're going to try our best to get some of that taken care of. So that I know that's a concern of yours as well as mine, and to do away with some of these cords and stuff to make it as safe as we possibly can for the festivals that we have up here.
Okay, and also I want to let folks know, I know the folks that come out to our Santa trial every year, they've often wondered what, we charge a little bit of fee for that. We have some expenses of that, but we did have a little bit of money, and thank goodness for that. The courthouse fund itself is able to contribute to this. We had, $1,000 that we had, and thanks to the people that came out to the Christmas play, you all are contributing to getting this job done here at the courthouse.
That's right, and it's a joint venture, and I think that everybody, it's been my motto since I was a little feller, everybody pulling in the same direction, we can accomplish things, and that's a prime example of that. I know Thomas and him with his the crews in, and I know when I've had people say, well, what does that go to? Well, you're fixing to see what it goes to, because Thomas and him is coming up with part of the match. The county is kicking in a little bit on that as well. I think the Chamber of Commerce is kicking in, as well as our Development District is going to help us too and everything. So everybody pulling in the same direction, we can meet our goals.
You know, there's lots of things that, cosmetically, you know, when you just drive by and look at the building, you think, well, you know, that's a great old building. It doesn't have any problem with it. When you get to take a closer look, there's a lot of money that needs to be spent here, but, you know, it's kind of like the cat eating the grindstone. You've got to take it just a little bit at a time, and eventually, you know, we will... One of these days, we'll happen up on one of these grants where we get a big chunk of money that we don't have to, give the county away to get, and we're going to be able to do some things at this courthouse. And, you know, I know one of the things that Mayor Reagan and I have talked about in the past is, you know, turn this into a cultural center for the county where we have Clay County artifacts here, we have quilts, we have local artists, all these things, and that upstairs courtroom becomes a performing area where we can have music, we can have plays, and, you know, eventually we'll come up with a way, if we, have to get folks up there that can't climb the steps, but, you know, we've got to come up with a way to do that without changing the building, these things are all going to happen, slowly but surely.
Lord be our helper and everything, you got to crosswalk. And I mean, you know, that's one of the things that the Historical Society with the preservation group, they have told us that they like doing projects that's ongoing. And that's, well, we like that too. And so just taking little bits and pieces as we go.
It's taken a long time to get started because, you know, this hasn't been a great time for philanthropic things going on. There's been so many, tax cuts, budgets out of balance and these type of things on the national level, the state level, that it's been hard to come up with grants that weren't, 50-50 matches or better. And those things are real, real hard on a small county like Clay County.
They are. And like I said, a moment ago, you just got to kind of pick and choose a little bit. But grants are great, but you got to make sure that, there's what kind of strings are attached to them. So you just got to be careful when you do that. And I think that we've got a good group of folks that have volunteered to step up to the plate and help me as well, as we endeavor to go through and see and everything. But like I said, Lord be our helper and everything. We're on the path that, of turning things around, and we continue want to strive to stay the course.
I know when you were talking a minute ago that you called your role, I wanted to ask about one of the commissioners, and I think he hasn't been, his health has been such that he hasn't been able to get in, and that's Cecil Langford.
Yes, sir.
I know I, just before Cecil got sick this last time, I had him booked to come up on the radio show. Cecil is probably one of the most interesting of our Clay County citizens. I think he has served in numerous elected offices, appointed offices. I know he was a school board member, county commissioner. I know he was county executive once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's going through some pretty rough times now. And I know, Cecil, if you're listening, I'd like to have you on the radio show one of these days. I hope your health gets where you can come back and talk to us, because I know the stories you've told me over the years, need to share this with.
Yeah, he's been a great inspiration for me. Like you said, he's a wealth of knowledge. And when I came into this position, and of course Cecil was elected as county commissioner at the same time that was blessed with the position of mayor, and he's came in the office and sat down with me a lot of times, and I've looked for his guidance in a lot of things, and yes, he is, he's went through some, losing of Francis, and of course then his health has failed him somewhat, but we continue to pray for him and keep him in our prayers and everything. He's been a great asset to me.
I know Cecil was on the school board when I first hired as a teacher and a coach here, and he was primarily responsible for helping me out, and I've never forgotten him for that. And I want to just remind people that, you may not see Cecil walking around down to the community center, but, Mayor Reagan says, keep him in your hearts and in your prayers. Well, I think this just about winds us up for another Thursday here, and Mayor Reagan, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Like we turned out some pretty good shows sometimes, I think.
We did, and I appreciate it. I do, Thomas. I guess me and you get to talking sometimes. They have to cut us off and everything, but that's, I appreciate the radio station, John and Randy and all those folks and everything. I certainly appreciate what they do and everything. So, again, God bless y'all, and thanks, everyone, for giving me the opportunity.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our communities. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.